Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 3rd, 2024. The joy of the light of unity. Uniting is an action that in itself causes joy. After all, when a person feels another person and connects with everyone, this creates a feeling of great confidence and mutual connection. And this is how we attract an illumination from above, which awakens joy in us. It is said that joy is a reflection of good deeds. Good deeds mean unification, there simply cannot be anything else that is good. Therefore, we need to reach unification, and it is absolutely necessary for the whole world because we see how it is being destroyed before our eyes more and more, day by day. Therefore, at our convention, we must try to aim as much as possible toward unity and joy, that is, toward the right line, which is perfection. A person who is in a state of perfection is similar in form to the Creator, who is perfect, that is, now a person cleaves to the perfect, as it is said, the blessed clings to the blessed. This means that the more joy we feel and attribute to the Creator, the closer we are to Him, the more strongly we will feel the light of Purim in response. The light of unity, the light of celebration, the light of unification. During the entire year, there is no higher state than Purim. On this day, we are illuminated by the light of the end of correction, which unites us and is capable of leading us out of any difficult condition no matter what we find ourselves in. Everything depends only on our unification, unity, and joy. That we managed to rise above all our thoughts and all calculations. To multiply joy in the month of Adar means to unite around one common joy for everyone. On this holiday, we leave all our calculations behind and think only about how to bring joy to everyone, that is, how to achieve a feeling of perfection, to come to similarity with the Creator, at least at the very first minimal degree, and then feel how a huge light of joy, which is called Purim, spreads among all of us. From the Lesson 1 Increasing the Joy on Unity Day for Purim March 23, 2024. Spirituality in the Ten. Question: how do we use spirituality in the Ten? Answer: you just have to convey to your friends your correct feelings and help them. Think about the fact that you want to please the other, fill him, and help him. Success or failure in spirituality depends on persistence and attention. Question: will there ever come a time when spirituality will come first? Answer: it is up to you and your friends to convince each other that there is nothing more important than spirituality. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 17, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. Gratitude is bestowal. Question: is consciously enjoying reading the book of Zohar and the pleasure I feel at the same time considered bestowal to the Creator? Answer: no, it is still reception. Question: and when I thank the Creator and understand that He is behind it, is it bestowal? Answer: yes, if you feel that the Creator is behind all this, and you thank Him, then this is bestowal to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson March 15, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam. To understand the words of the Zohar. Strengthen the influence of the good angel. A good angel is called right, by which one comes closer to serving the Creator. This is called the right brings closer. And the bad angel is considered left, pushing away. This means that it brings him foreign thoughts, whether in mind or heart. Balha Sulam, Shemati 107, concerning the two angels. The work of both angels honors, the good and the evil, means using both angels to move toward a goal. To work correctly with two forces, you must try to imagine yourself in the middle, then find the middle line, and move forward between the right and left lines. Question: How can we increase the influence of the good angel on us? Answer: only through prayer. To make prayer a constant work that covers all conditions and precedes our good actions, we must direct ourselves straight to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 16, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam concerning the two angels. Questions about spiritual work, 97. Question: our words are limited and cannot always convey our feelings in prayer. How can we elevate our prayer to the Creator without words? Answer: words say nothing. Open your heart, and that is all. A person needs words also, but not the Creator. Question: what changes in the perception of reality for a person in adhesion with their friends and the Creator? Answer: they see the whole spiritual clean connection with the Creator and move further toward the goal of creation. Question: you say that we should be an example for each other. Should we be afraid of standing out from the rest? Answer: do not hide, fear, or be embarrassed under any circumstances. Show everyone a good example. Question: strong egoism resists a state of lowliness. Does this mean that it wants to be worthy of good deeds? Answer: no, strong egoism wants everything for itself. Question: during the lessons, we experience great inspiration. How can we share this with the world, and what is the point of working in a group of 10? Answer: it is your heart. You should fill it with inspiration and then gradually spread this impression from it throughout the world. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 14, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam, whose heart makes him willing. With mind and emotions. Question: it is said that we can merge with the Creator emotionally and attach ourselves to Him with our hearts. But we have the Torah and studying with our minds. What is the advantage of studying with the mind? Answer: some people strive to understand the Creator intellectually and technically. And some wish to understand Him emotionally within themselves. It all depends on the person. We approach the Creator both with our minds and feelings. Often we attain Him more intellectually, and then there are periods when it happens more through emotions, and in this way we gradually move toward Him. It is like walking on two legs, right left, taking steps like that. The same applies here. Sometimes you may feel Him through your intellect, and other times through emotions. We need to progress in both ways. Question: how can we properly balance the preferences of some for emotional study and others for knowledge-based study in the group? How do we avoid misunderstandings on this basis? Answer: gradually, you will start understanding each other because you are required to unite in all your inner qualities. For instance, one person might currently perceive everything through reason, while another through the heart, and then it may switch. You will have to manage this. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 13, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam: the Torah and the Creator are one. The importance of bestowal. Question: to raise the importance of participating in lessons and meetings, which is preferable, to scrutinize this issue or to create a warm, kind atmosphere and wait for the Creator to raise the importance? Answer: both are needed. But most important is the importance of friends, the importance of the Creator, the importance of the path, and the importance of the ascent, so we can move forward all the time. Question: how can we build a large kli of bestowal so that the Creator notices it and fills it if, from lesson to lesson, we see the importance of many other things not related to bestowal? Answer: you should pay special attention to bestowal and strive for it, because only in this quality will you feel the Creator, not in anything else. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 14, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam, whose heart makes him willing. Appeal to the 10. Question: how important is the Hesaron, the need, of the lower one in the 10? How important is his appeal to the friends to correct material suffering? Answer: any one of the friends turning to the 10 is very inspiring and shakes everyone up. Then everyone tries to respond with the proper answer. That is very important. Without the Hesaron of the lower one, you cannot correct material suffering. Question: if we fail to correct something in the spiritual, it immediately passes into the material plane. Given the material problem, how can we learn what we must correct in the spiritual? Answer: you cannot figure it out, at least not in your state. But what you can do is make every effort to combine all your actions and all your thoughts. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 12, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, and the saboteur was sitting.